Well, when we think of Victor DiLorenzo, if we think of him, you know, we think about a guy playing on, what was that? It wasn't a garbage can. It was a...
It was called the Transiphone.
The what?
Transiphone.
The Transiphone.
Yes.
It looked a lot like a mop bucket you turn upside down and beat on.
Well, if you must be so bold.
Yeah, is that what it was?
It was a metal bushel basket on top of a floor tom, and then I played it with metal brushes.
Yeah. Is that your invention then, Victor?
If you can believe it, it was the invention of three minds.
Of what?
It took three minds to put that together.
Really? One for each? For what? One for the bucket, one for the brushes. What did the other one do?
And one to just look good.
Well, that's quite amazing.
I'm sorry to upstage you here, Mike. I feel weird here. It's like Stagecraft 101.
No, why don't you sing a little song here? A little,
sing something?
Yeah, sing something. It looks like you're about to launch.
Hi, Michael. I'm glad to be with you today.
How about Moon River? You know that?
Moon River.
No, you don't. Okay. Not bad.
Come on. Sorry.
So, and of course, we think of you also, the Violent Femmes and so forth. That was a different configuration.
Violent Femmes?
Yeah, I know. The Violent Femmes. And I think you are the least violent of them.
Oh, well, thank you.
I always thought that about you.
You know, we have one violent femme in our band.
You do?
Yeah, it's Janet.
Oh, hi. Okay, she loved that.
She hasn't heard that. She was being coy.
She hasn't heard that before, probably. All right,
Janet, would you like to say something?
Hello.
Okay, stop taking over the show. Now you are taking over the show.
Oh, I'm sorry.
This band is called 1913. It's a little bit different configuration than what you were in.
Correct. Maybe we can tell you why it's called 1913.
No. I mean, yes.
This cello was made in Romania in 1913.
Okay. Wonderful. Okay. Now, why was it called the Violent Femmes is what I want to know. Okay. Here we go. So, and then we have a cello and two drums.
Yes.
Two drums kits.
Yes.
What's the thinking there, Victor?
The thinking is that if we play loud enough, you won't hear the cello at all.
Well, let's hear what that sounds like then. What do you say?
Should we play a song for you?
1913, ladies and gentlemen.
That was called Tango Obscura.
Yeah, very nice, very nice. And it proves at least you can play the drums after all these years. We weren't really sure about it.
I'm still working on it. I'm feeling a little bit...
Are you?
Oh, boy. I'm just so happy to be sitting right next to Clyde Stubblefield.
Me too,
The great Clyde Stubblefield.
I know. You get used to it after a while, but I am too, really.
Well, you're sitting in front of him.
I know, but I sit next to him in a car and stuff
like
that. Oh, taverns and things and, you know, hotel rooms and all kinds of places.
You find your place wherever you go.
Airports.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
What kind
okay,
of...
oh, I'm sorry.
Oh,
no,
oh,
right,
sorry about that.
And that was really interesting.
Thank you. Janet wrote that piece, and that is also featured
nice,
on our new CD, which is released today, as a matter of fact.
All those years of lessons on the cello, did you think you'd end up like this, really between two drummers?
Yes.
You did. Very interesting. Excellent.
Okay. We are her significant drummers.
Give us another one now.
Because
they're not all tangos, are they?
No, they're not all tangos. In fact, we're going to do one that Janet wrote now called Sonata. And this, at the end of it, has a abbreviated little drum feature, which I hope you'll enjoy.
I hope so, too. 1913.
Thank you.
1913. I love it. I love it. More drums. They need more drums is all they need, and that'd be the perfect band.